So we were aware. So there's a lot of consultation and dialogue and all the kind of terminology you'd expect with a project this size. But you know, it is tangible. It is real. It's not just smoke and mirrors. Ultimately, the new stadium will be part of a likely a leisure village wider complex that will be part of the Western Growth Corridor. Beyond that, there's still plenty of conversations to have. There's still, quite soon we'll be going to public consultation on how that fits into the Lincoln agenda, not just the Lincoln City agenda. I think it's important to note that the board are clear in their mandate to me in terms of what they want from the stadium, which is a stadium that's 365 days a year, has got the ability to generate income. It's not whilst its primary function will be as a stadium for Lincoln City to play football in, they also recognise the benefit to the wider community that it needs to have. So, as such, we'll be having conversations with the education providers, community partners, whatever that may be, as the wider offer. That said, we will not compromise the sporting element. That will come first. So there's a whole range of things that we need to consider as time moves on. Safe standing has been discussed. In terms of what the stadium looks like, feels like. How the history and heritage of Sinsel Bank can be retained in a move, and that is all absolutely key and paramount. Whilst there will always be compromises, I think we're clear on the elements that we're willing to compromise on. Obviously, there's a major element around financing that and then what that looks like. But at this stage in time, we're firmly committed on getting a business plan drawn up and getting an operational plan drawn up just to know what is our ambitions, really.
So we've been very clear it is happening for the people that are kind of questioning it. The new stadium, it's on the horizon.
Yeah, look, I'd be remiss of me to sit here and say, yes, it's absolutely nailed on. That's not where we're at. But we're, if you have a measure of it is the amount of time and effort that's been applied to this, and equally the amount of investment in terms of the preliminaries, then you'll see that the board are very serious about this and doing everything that they can. Ultimately, something this big, it requires a multiple number of partners, and that's not me trying to hide behind others. It's just ultimately it will require a number of things to make this happen. There's projects within the Western Growth Corridor, and there's things that will relate to it. So yeah, unfortunately we're not completely in control of our destiny, but there's certainly a willingness from all the stakeholders that will be involved to make this happen, and we're seeing genuine commitment to that, not just words, but in terms of some of the stuff that's going on in the background that would, if I was a fan, I'd certainly be looking at this with a lot of hope and optimism, and realizing that it's not just a glossy brochure. It's a reality, really.
Wonderful. Thank you. A little bit closer in terms of time. How's the training ground progressing?
Really well. Very, very positive. I've said for the last fortnight that we're hopefully about 10 days away from being able to say something. And I think rather than stay quiet on the matter, we tried to communicate, and maybe we've been a little bit too optimistic with the time frames. We're very, very happy with the deal that we've been able to agree. There are just a few hurdles to get over, but what we're not going to do is get things over the line and sit and wait. We appreciate everybody's efforts, and fundraising efforts that's gone into making this happen. So the moment that we're able to say something, we will do. It's just tied up in a few legalities at the minute. All very positive. It's not like there's nothing to be concerned about. It's just a process that we've got to go through, and we'd all rather comment once we've got everything nailed down.
Okay, thank you very much.